Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Before I respond to the debate, I would like to say this directly to the Prime Minister. Although my right honourable friend, the Leader of the Opposition, and I will walk into different division lobbies tonight, I am proud to speak from the same dispatch box as him. My right honourable friend is not a terrorist sympathiser. He is an honest, a principled, a decent and a good man. And I think the Prime Minister must now regret what he said yesterday and his failure to do what he should have done today, which is simply to say, I am sorry. Now, Mr. Speaker, we have had an intense and impassioned debate, and rightly so, given the clear and present threat from Daesh, the gravity of the decision that rests upon the shoulders and the conscience of every single one of us, and the lives that we hold in our hands tonight. And whatever decision we reach, I hope we will treat one another with respect. Now, we have heard a number of outstanding speeches, and sadly time will prevent me from acknowledging them all. But I would just like to single out the contributions, both for and against the motion, from my honourable and right honourable friends, the members for Derby South, Kingston-upon-Hull West and Hessel, Normanton, Pontefract and Castleford, Barnsley Central, Wakefield, Wolverhampton South East, Brent North, Liverpool West Derby, Wirral West, Stoke-on-Trent North, Birmingham Ladywood, and the honourable members for Reigate, South West Wiltshire, Tonbridge and Morling, Chichester and Wells.